Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Boston Marathon bombing trial moves into its second phase now that a jury has found Jahar Tsarnaev guilty on all 30 counts. Early next week, the same jurors return to federal court in Boston to decide Tsarnaev's fate, either life in prison without parole or the death penalty. The people most affected by the bombings say the conviction is another step toward closure for them. But, as WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports, survivors of the attack say they have mixed feelings on whether Tsarnaev should be put to death.
As sleet and snow swirled outside Boston federal court, Karen Broussard approached a microphone, flanked by fellow marathon bombing survivors and victims' family members.
We're obviously grateful for the outcome today. It's not a happy occasion, but it's something that we can put, one more step behind us.
Broussard, who suffered a number of injuries in the bombings, has been present at the courthouse almost every day since the trial started. She's spent much of that time watching Tsarnaev in the courtroom. She's seen him slouch in his chair, scratch his goatee, and stare ahead blankly as other survivors recount grisly stories from when the bombs went off. It's for that reason, she says, she was not expecting remorse.
I would have been more frustrated if he had shown it, because throughout this whole thing, he's been, to use my word, arrogant, walking in and out of the courtroom and completely disinterested.
That's a sentiment shared by Liz Norden, the mother of two men who lost legs in the bombings. She's also been present for most of the trial, taking time off work to be there.
I honestly don't know. I don't know how anyone could have done what he did and just don't care, and it seems to be that's the way he felt the whole entire time.
Norden also has strong feelings in favor of the death penalty. When she spoke with WBUR before the trial started, Norden said Jahar Tsarnaev, quote, shouldn't breathe air. Outside the courthouse after the guilty verdict, she said her views haven't changed.
That'd be justice for me.
Speaking on behalf of fellow survivors, Broussard declined to comment on the question of punishment. It's a personal decision, she says, and everyone's views are different on what Tsarnaev's punishment should be. But Governor Charlie Baker, citing the death of 8-year-old Martin Richard, says the decision for him is clear.
To this day, I continue to be amazed that somebody could stand there for 4 minutes in front of Martin Richard and place that device right next to him.
The same jury that convicted Tsarnaev is scheduled to come back to the same courtroom early next week to begin the sentencing phase of the trial. In that phase, both sides will present aggravating or mitigating factors, essentially reasons Tsarnaev should be executed or sentenced to life in prison. The defense, as it has done so far, is expected to focus on Tsarnaev's relationship with his older brother, Tamerlan. Karen Broussard calls that strategy a logical one, but one she does not believe.
What else can they do? They have a job to do. They have to try and make it as easy as possible for him. But for me, it just didn't matter. He's a grown man and made choices knowing what the outcome could be and knowing what the consequence would be, and he made the choice to go ahead.
Broussard and other marathon bombing victims will continue to be in court for at least a few more weeks as the court turns to sentencing. In the meantime, she says she'll keep working to get back to some sense of normalcy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz at Federal Court.